Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on December 17th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
You can read all about our mini adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am all right. We had a busy night last night, huh?
Wow. Santa's elves, their job is never done.
It's never done. Yeah, last night we were invited by the Manhattan Beach Kiwanis Club to help Santa out as his elves last night on the Manhattan Beach Santa float.
Wow, what a magical time it was. I mean, just such beautiful people, such beautiful images, people and their dogs, people and their babies, and then some people actually had, like, block parties.
Yeah, you know, well, this was my first time doing that. I believe it was your first time, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, basically, the Santa float runs for, what, about 14 or 15 or 16 nights in December leading up to Christmas, and they do different parts of the city. They have areas. They've sectioned them off, and we were touring Area 13 last night, which is over south of Rosecrans, all those streets that run south of Rosecrans, Poinsettia, Pine, Oak, all those streets, and they had an app. They had a Santa tracking app for their float, and so people could, you know, have it on their computer or on their phone at home to know exactly when Santa was going to arrive. And he would stop in the middle of each block. The float stops with the police escort, the whole nine yards, right?
Right.
And sometimes we'd pull up to the middle of the block, and there'd be the sirens and the horn and the music, and then everybody would come out. Other blocks, they had full-on block parties going when we pulled up.
Really? And we pulled up to one block with Frosty the Snowman playing on the float, and they actually had the television video showing outside.
They had projection. Yeah, on the side of one of the houses?
Yes.
Yeah, it was very cool. It was very cool. And, of course, you know, so many of the homes were decorated so beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Peter played Santa.
Right.
And then the head elf was Stephen Carvel.
Right.
And then you and me and Ed were the helper elves.
That's right.
Right. And we had our I think it was the Manhattan Beach Volunteer Police Force helping us out. Paul.
Right.
Was, you know, they helped keep it safe. They helped block off the streets when we stop and make sure none of the little children get run over or anything like that. So
right. It was magical.
It was. And we were out for just about 5 hours last night.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It was cold at the end.
Yeah. Well, I was bundled up. I was comfortable. So
yes.
it was a lot of fun. It was a really, really fabulous thing to do. And thank you, Kiwanis. Oh, And one thing they did last night, I don't know if they're going to continue to do it this year, but they were trying something out new last night where they had a professional photographer on the sleigh, Jeff from JW Photography, and he took professional pictures of everybody that sat on Santa's lap last night and uploaded them to the website where people can download them for free today.
Right.
That was great, wasn't it? Because everybody was out there with their cameras and their smartphones taking pictures. But we all know you never get as good of a photo as you do with like a professional photographer with a real camera.
Right.
So that was great.
And I think I see photos. If you want to see the photos, you can go to manhattanbeachsantafloat.com/photos. And yes, indeed. They're all there.
There will be pictures of us, too.
Yes.
We were hamming it up. The elves were hamming it up for Santa. Yeah. So, anyway, fun time. Thank you, Kiwanis. We had a great time. We had a great time.
It was fabulous.
Yeah.
And, Jackie, it's goes without saying during the time, this holiday season in general, that we think of our family, our extended family. Certainly, the kids are a huge part of the Christmas season. The dogs, as I said, there were dogs in the pictures, and it was a beautiful time. But we also think of our elders, seniors, older adults, and it's a huge, huge issue these days. And there are some great organizations that are in the senior care home, non-medical healthcare market, and we have one of the great representatives of a great company in that market. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Christy Langley from ADIA, an in-home care business located right here in the South Bay. Christy is the Executive Manager of Corporate Education and Community Kinship Ambassador of Joyful Affinity with ADIA. As a former business owner in the South Bay, she has a strong connection to the community and is involved in numerous philanthropic and educational organizations. Her relationship started with ADIA through a community outreach program she created to benefit local students and older adults. Today, Christy provides education to businesses and civic groups designed to increase their ability to communicate, work with, and care for older adults in the workplace, community, and home. Now, Christy has been presenting a series of free community education programs. The next one will take place on Monday, December 21st at the Hermosa 5-0 Senior Activity Center, located at 710 Pier Avenue in Hermosa Beach. Christy, welcome back to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us, Christy, and as we settle in and discuss the topics of the free community education programs that you're hosting, but I want to step back a moment and really talk about the market that your company is in. So I want to just ask a very simple question. What is ADIA Cares?
ADIA is, like Jackie said, a non-medical in-home care company.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we're in the business of taking care of people through caregiving, and we extend that into the community by taking care of our nonprofits, corporations, civic groups that give back to the community, as well as our clients. So really, it's a whole community based program.
Mm-hmm. When you think of the marketplace that ADIA is in, how would you describe it? I mean, I've heard my standard line is, the baby boomers born between 1946 and 1964, the first baby boomer turned 65 in 2011. And along with that first baby boomer, January 1st, 2011, turning 65, 10,000 other Americans turned 65. Now, of course, many people had birthdays, 50 and 55 and 45, but it's that wave that's hitting the magic number 65. Every day, today, 10,000 Americans will turn 65, and this will continue for the next, like, 19 years. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So in the media, it's referred to as the silver tsunami. And that is the large wave of our aging population. Really, I have some really interesting statistics that by the year 2020, which is only 4 years away, that 25% of the U.S. workforce will be over the age of 55. And by 2025, that will increase to 35%.
Wow.
And by the year 2030, the life expectancy is expected to rise to 110 years old. So really,
oh, my God.
Exactly. We have this incredible trend in our country, and we really are helping companies, corporations, our community at large to prepare for this.
Right.
That's 110. What is the life expectancy now? Isn't it like 84 or something?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. 110.
Right.
Basically, 55, by 55, you've only lived half your life. You still have another whole life to live.
Exactly.
It is one of the great things about technology, but one of the scary things about technology is that we're, you know, and this is why I talk to many of my friends and business colleagues about this book from Tony Robbins called Money, Master the Game, Seven Simple Strategies to Financial Freedom. Many people, even people who've prepared for retirement, have prepared for a normal 20, maybe 30-year retirement, but they're going to outlive their money if they live another 50 years. And that's a huge issue with financial planners and government officials, especially these days, and, of course, government officials fearing the worst. Social Security is guaranteed until you die. If you live another 20 years, that breaks the bank.
Yeah, wow.
Right.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. If you were to go into a financial planner today and you did everything correct, right? You have all your investments and your savings and you've got plenty of money, and the financial planner sits down and says to you, all right, that's good for the next 30 years. What are you going to do for the next 25?
Right.
Wow. So
at ADIA, we really are educating people and giving them the tools to take care of themselves and their families and allow them to live healthier, happier lives as we live longer and longer.
This is such a needed service. How big is ADIA?
Well, we have 300 caregivers in the South Bay, and this year will be our 10-year anniversary.
Right.
In 2016, we're celebrating our 10-year anniversary, so we're very excited.
Awesome.
I think you are a little ahead of the game, Christy. I think ADIA was the first, you know, years ago we had some representatives on the show from ADIA, and it was kind of the first time I ever heard about in-home care, like non-medical, like what you guys are doing, and we're gonna have you explain that in a minute. But since then, I'm seeing a lot of these companies opening up, whereas ADIA was the first one I remember hearing about, specifically what you do. And would you go ahead and explain that?
ADIA provides the highest standard of care, short-term, long-term. We have a three-hour minimum in the South Bay. And we do everything from take care of people post-facial surgery all the way through hospice care through the end of life. We've had clients that we've taken care of for many, many years. Or we take care of people. We had one client that lived up in Palos Verdes, and she fell off of her horse, broke her arm and a few ribs, and she was in her mid-30s and just needed some help during the day while she was at home because she couldn't go to work. And so we provide that kind of care as well. Our caregiver coordinators manage our staff of caregivers, and they do lots and lots of different things that are needed throughout the day for our clients, whether it be companionship, meal preparation, driving clients to appointments or to their activities if they are still doing volunteering, all the way to transferring, bathing, anything that is really needed in the home.
Mm-hmm. The way you describe it, it's really just whatever a client needs, non-medical care, whatever a client needs, and like a concierge at a hotel, only you're extended into the community to serve people wherever they are, especially in their homes.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things is we really do meet our clients exactly where they are.
Mm.
It's very important for us to not only match the skills of the caregiver to what the client needs and what if those needs are changing throughout their life, but we also put a great importance on making sure that the personalities match. You know, if you have somebody that's coming into your home and spending 4 to 6 hours a day with you, you want to make sure that that's somebody that you can really get along with, that you can have conversations with if that's what you'd like to do. If we have clients that like to swim, we'll put a caregiver with them that also likes to swim. If we have somebody that's very bookish and likes to read newspapers and, you know, is a little bit more on the quiet side, we're going to send a caregiver that also has that same personality type. So it's a really good match.
Right, right. Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah, it's not. It's and what I love about this, because I've actually had two friends that have used your service for their parents. You mentioned a 3-hour minimum per week, which is great. It's not like you have to hire somebody to come in and spend 8 hours. There's a lot of the what do you call the other services where like a nurse will come in or look for like 8 hours or the whole day while the other person's at work.
I'm gonna have to defer to the professional. What okay. Are the titles for the various services?
Within our company, there's family care coordinators, family care specialists, the caregiver coordinators. And so the caregivers are the ones that actually go into the home and take care of our clients.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to it, I mean, obviously, as you said, a 30-year-old woman fell off her horse, you know, very much in the prime of life. She just needs help right now because she's broken an arm and a few ribs. She just needs help right now. But it extends also through to people with dementia, yes? With Alzheimer's, yes?
Yes. We have an amazing team of people that work with our clients that have dementia and Alzheimer's. You know, it takes a very special person. It takes a very patient and strong person to take care of that particular kind of client.
Right.
And we really have some very, very strong caregivers that specialize in that.
Right, right.
But I like the fact that there's no minimum. If somebody just likes somebody to come in maybe in the morning, maybe to help them get dressed, get ready for the day, you know, they can come in for a couple hours, get them all settled, and then they can go, you know, then they can leave. And the person can go about their day. Or if somebody just needs, somebody has a doctor's appointment this week, you know, they can just come and pick you up if that's all you need them for.
Right.
You
right,
know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. This time of year, it's especially useful. You know, we often have families coming in and staying in town, and if mom or dad are coming into town and they just need a little extra help in the morning, getting ready, getting bathed. If they want to go out and run some errands, maybe do some last-minute shopping, but don't have a car or don't drive anymore, this is a perfect solution. Call ADIA. We can have a caregiver come over and help mom or dad do those things so they can still have that independence and dignity but be taken care of. So this is the perfect time of year to have that.
So in that case, would the caregiver is just giving transportation services?
They can give just transportation services if that's all that's needed, but also
right.
Other things, just getting activities of daily living, getting ready in the morning, helping with bathing if necessary,
right?
Whatever the client needs.
Right, right, right.
You know, this is great. You know, Joe, my mom is mm-hmm. Is 90 now.
Right, right.
And smart
as a whip.
Yes, yes, very tough, very
right,
tough.
Right.
And she lives by herself.
Right.
And we were all together for Thanksgiving last month, and my older sister and I took her out. We went shopping one day. We went to one of the shopping outlets,
mm-hmm.
and she just can't get around for as long as she used to. You know, she used to be get up in the day and she'd walk all day long and do everything, and now she can't. And she told us, she said for the last couple of years I haven't bought gifts because I can't be out that long at the stores. She said so now what she does is she buys gift cards for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just because that's easier. It's kind of a one-stop shop thing, you know. So Adia, you know, if my mom wanted to get out and do something like that, they could come in and help.
Right.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
And also, now, we're going to get into the community outreach that you do, but I can't help but start thinking about the caregivers. And it's the clients, of course, that you serve, but you're also serving a population, your employees or your independent contractors that need work and that have these skills or can be trained. Talk a little bit about the employment opportunities that ADIA provides.
Right. So all of our caregivers are employees. We don't have any independent contractors.
I see.
That's the really wonderful thing. That it's not only great for our caregivers, it's really important for the clients as well. All of our caregivers have workers' comp insurance, all of the necessary appropriate insurance. They receive continual education. For what benefits our clients is we do complete background screenings, the full FBI background check with the fingerprints. We do quarterly DMV checks to make sure that everybody's driving safely. And we really manage the caregiving so well. You know, our team is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that's everybody from the owner all the way down to my team. And that's really important because if a caregiver calls at 2 o'clock in the morning and they're having a family emergency, they have an ill child and need to stay home, mm-hmm. then we can jump into action and make sure that mom or dad in the morning has a caregiver arrive that knows exactly how to take care of them at the time that they're supposed to be taking care of that morning.
Right.
So that's really important on our end. But yes, we have lots and lots of caregivers. We're always accepting applications and hiring, but, you know, we are very particular about who we hire. It's very special.
Right, right. It's a match made in heaven with an aging workforce. I imagine that someone in their 40s and 50s who needs to and wants to do something and to make more money could apply, and they would have a little bit more in common with someone who's 60 or 70 or even 80 than someone who's 20 or 30. So it's a perfect storm of older adults staying in the workforce longer, perhaps, and older adults needing care services. What a great business.
I love it. I love working with ADIA. It's an amazing company. It really is.
Wow. So we're gonna take a break. We'll go to break early, and then when we come back, we're gonna talk about the outreach that we're featuring today, the free community education programs that you do, Christy, and all things ADIA. Thank you so much. It's been a fascinating discussion. We'll be back with you in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking everything having to do with ADIA and what they do in the marketplace to help their clients. ADIACares.com, ADIACares.com. And, of course, if you'd like to ask a question or if you have a comment, we'd love to have your question or comment. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And, of course, we'd also like to thank a sponsor.
This segment of the South Bay Show is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners and signage to online services such as website design, SEO management, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes, followers, or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. The only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you now picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. To learn more about what Your Actualized Visions can do for you and your company, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your Actualized Visions, your dreams today, not someday.
All right, we're back. And Christy, so now let's get into the free community education programs that you're offering. And please set this up. Why have you started this process?
So as I mentioned before, AD is in the business of taking care of people through caregiving, and we really feel that that is important to extend out into the community. You know, there's in our area, particularly, there's so many older adults. And it's important for us to not only educate them, but also their families. So the family as a unit and the community as a whole can better take care of our aging population. Mm-hmm. And so as part of ADS Corporate Responsibility Branch, they created this program.
Okay. So it's really, as you said, a part of the corporate responsibility branch. This is really to bring the community together, to give them the tools and resources, because there's lots of, I assume, tools and resources that are available for free for families to begin to have that conversation, right?
Right.
And so this is a way for people to find out, no pressure, obviously no cost. What kind of schedule are you on, and is this an ongoing thing from now on?
Yes. So I am out in the community on a weekly basis, every day, doing this free community education. And really, like I said, it's totally complimentary. And the wonderful thing about what I do is it's just education. I actually don't do any sales at all. Mm-hmm. If people have questions, obviously I can answer them, but then I refer them back to somebody else on my team. So I'm really out just doing education.
Wow.
And we have over 35 presentations in our portfolio. They range from the benefits of meditation, balanced nutrition, all the way to making your wishes known at the end of life or dealing with challenging behaviors with a person with dementia.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I remember years ago, one of the first free community outreach workshops that you did was, it was called Beginning the Conversation, which is a great place to start for what your company does, because, quite frankly, a lot of people don't want to talk about it. My mother being one of them. seriously, it's tough. It's tough because me and my sisters, over the years, we've tried to sit down with my mom and say, what do we do if, you know, what happens if you break your hip? Yeah. And she just refuses to have that conversation with us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything more challenging, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so what we try to do is create this safe environment, this safe structure for families to have this conversation. And we really encourage people to parents and children, all the family members that would be included, to have this conversation together rather than mom and dad making the decisions, sticking those away in a safe somewhere, really having everybody come together and having a conversation so it's all out there so everybody can have all their questions answered and everybody's on the same page as what are mom and dad's wishes, how do they want to be taken care of, whose responsibility is, you know, lies where. And it's really important to have that open communication.
So I'm curious. So when you have these, what are we calling people now? We don't call them senior citizens anymore. What do we call them now?
Older adults.
Yeah. Older adults. Okay. I always wonder about this. So when you have these workshops, seminars, is it the older adults are they going by themselves because they don't want their kids nagging them? Just in your experience, who's coming and how?
Well, it really depends on the forum that I'm presenting the education at. So on a monthly basis, I go to Peninsula Seniors, which is in Palos Verdes, and I present an educational talk, and that's something different every single month. I do something very similar at the Hermosa Saigo Senior Activity Center. Again, it's directed mostly towards the clients that go to these particular activity centers. But we also do education at churches in conjunction with financial planners, and those might be directed more towards people that have aging parents. Sometimes it's referred to as the sandwich generation, where they're taking care of their children and their parents at the same time. So, and some of them bring all of the families together. So it really depends on the forum, but ideally, in something like the beginning of the conversation, we want all of the family to come together. And quite often, I see the parent and the child together at these presentations, and they're, you know, it opens a conversation up.
I got to get my mom out here.
Would that ever happen?
No. No, you remember a few years ago we had a scare with her.
Yeah.
And she was in rehab for 2 or 3 months, and we were scrambling, you know. One sister's going, well, she's going to come and live with me in Florida. And I'm saying, well, she can come and live with me in California.
Right.
And my other sister saying, no, she should come and live with me in Jersey. And my mother says, I'm not coming to live with any of you.
Yeah.
You know, she's independent, and she wants to do her own thing. She just won't listen to us, so, you know. You know.
Oh, that's tough.
I hope all parents aren't that tough.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a tough spot.
So, you have some 30-odd different programs that you can present. What are the top three in terms of requests, top three, top five, that people are making? And can someone request, what would be the process? How many people would you need in a group to request a program?
Okay. So we can speak to as few as three people. Really, I always say that the people that show up are the exact people that need to get the message that day.
Hmm.
So we're willing to show up for, you know, a very, very small group to a very large group, several hundred.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always perfect. In regards to the most popular program, in 2015, we launched our older adult sensitivity training, and that has been very, very popular and very well received.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, yeah, the older adult sensitivity training, we really market that more towards corporations and businesses. It has been a wonderful tool for the community at large as well. But it gives a real-life experience to the participants that really gives them an insight into how it is to be an 80-year-old person. It's a really fascinating presentation.
Mm.
Well, tell us what that is.
Well, it's so exciting. I love it. I just did one a couple of days ago. So in this program, you know, I talk about kindness, patience, as well as giving people an opportunity to have, you know, actual activities that may limit their sight, their hearing, their mobility. And it gives people this incredible sensitivity to what it is to be an aging person, especially in our community. You know, we live such a fast-paced life, and it's very important to really step out of your normal self and look really beyond. What is it that is important to me? What is it that I'm rushing to get to? And really take a step back and see, how can I be more sensitive to the people around me that are aging? In the workplace, it's really important because, as I mentioned, we have this huge aging population that's especially important in the workforce. And it allows businesses to modify their marketing materials, their business, their actual business site, just allowing it to be a safer, more welcoming environment for older adults. So, you know, maybe they need a little bit of a ramp at their front door. Maybe they need better lighting in a restaurant, so when a person goes in to read their menu, they're not straining to see the menu. It may be that the aisles in a shopping center aren't quite large enough for somebody to move through if they're using an assistive device. So there's so many different ways, and it's really eye-opening for these companies and participants to see, how can we make this a more welcoming, safer environment for our aging population? And, you know, it benefits businesses themselves, their employees, and the community.
Right. You know, I got news for you. I can't read those menus in most of these restaurants.
Right?
All right.
You know, it's dark, and the type is usually very small.
Very small.
Really hard to see.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if somebody hands me a check, I'm just like, yeah, I can't see this. You take care of it for me.
Oh, wow. This is so expansive and really, really timely. Lots and lots of organizations, I'll bet, could take advantage of this because you know, they can utilize this time, this gathering of people around these subjects to really sort of redefine or sort of fine tune their mission. I'm thinking of civic groups, certainly Kiwanis, Rotary, and those kinds of groups could have these on a regular basis and around the South Bay. That's really fascinating.
Yeah, and it gives all different kinds of businesses a way to prepare for the silver tsunami. We're really asking people to wake up, mm-hmm. especially employers. Wake up and look at what's coming, look at what's happening, and really ask themselves, am I prepared? Am I prepared for what's coming? Am I prepared to take care of my clients? Do I want to continue doing business with people that are over the age of 65? How am I going to cater to them, make them feel welcome? And my employees as well. How am I going to better take care of my employees as they're aging?
Right.
Yeah, and you also got to realize, companies have to realize that their employees have aging parents. That,
right.
You know, they may need time off to take care of stuff. I mean, it kind of reaches into every little crevice. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're lucky enough to have aging family members, you know?
Mm-hmm. It
yeah.
does, and we can also go into the workplace and do these different types of programs, like you said, beginning the conversation, making your wishes known at the end of life. So really, it gives people that are in their 40s and 50s, it gives them access to have better open communication with their parents. And we have this other great one. It's the top 10 questions to ask before hiring a caregiver. It's really important information, and it's stuff that people don't know. And, you know, that's a great tool for taking care of our parents as they age. And that's another really popular topic.
Okay, so tell us. I want to know what the top 10 things. Can you do that, or is this company secret?
No. I can talk about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't know the first question to ask a caregiver.
So we want to talk about their training. What kind of skills do they have? Are they licensed, insured, bonded? Is it managed? So, like I mentioned, our caregivers are managed and they have continual education. You know, that's really important. When you're bringing somebody into your home, you need to know who they are. This person's going to be spending time alone with your loved one, and you want to make sure that you really have a complete grasp of exactly who this person is, as well as the ongoing care of your loved one. So, you know, as we know, as we age, our needs change. And is the caregiver equipped to handle those changes? Will they receive that continuing education to keep them skilled enough to take care of your loved one?
All right. Okay. So I know that I had gotten a schedule that, Adia, you had done three. Well, I only had a schedule of three of your workshops. The next one is coming up this Monday, right? December 21st.
Right.
And, right.
So, I actually have one this afternoon at Peninsula Seniors. Then the next one is on Monday with Hermosa 5-0. And then we start off strong again in January.
Yeah, I've been posting them on my website because I think it's a great service and it's free.
Right.
It's free, you know. So there's
totally
no hurdles to getting to this, you know. So yeah, tell us what's the upcoming schedule. Tell us what's going to be going on. Up say to the new year.
Okay, we continue with Hermosa 5-0 through March. I'm also going to be at Cancer Support Community Redondo Beach. That's another nonprofit that we support. And I'll be presenting the benefits of healthy eating, how colorful is your plate. At the end of January, we're presenting three topics to the Palos Verdes Unified School District. They're having a health and wellness fair for their employees, so I'm very excited to be there. Let's see what else exciting is coming up. We're also going to be at the Bartlett Senior Center in June. That one's a really important topic, communicating with a person with dementia. And, you know, I get calls all the time. I'm going to be at the Torrance Chamber in early January as well. And so my schedule is constantly filling up. And, Jackie, I will keep you updated on all of those topics as they come up.
Yeah, I it's really important. You know, I like to have this stuff out there so that people know what, I mean, it's a service, you know, and that you can get these services, knowledge, you know, informational things for free. It's out there, and Adia is doing a great job out, you know, reaching out to, as you said, all of these nonprofit organizations and civic organizations and, you know, Joe Rotary and Kiwanis, they do monthly lunches where they have a person come in and speak about something. So I imagine you're doing that, right, Christy?
Absolutely. I've been working the Rotary and Kiwanis circuit in the South Bay, and that's really exciting. You know, it's fun because all of the clubs have different personalities, but they're all very open to receiving this education. And, you know, it's great because they have such a wide age range of their membership. So it really speaks to, you know, people at very different stages in their life.
Yeah, and we're back to the South Bay. You know, we love our South Bay communities. You know, seriously, it's such a close community, and each of the different cities in the South Bay, you know, we all overlap at different levels and stuff, and everybody kind of knows everybody. You know, right, Joe? Last night on the tour, we saw plenty of people we knew or recognized or we knew of them.
Is it appropriate for us to mention names of celebrities?
Oh, sure, you can.
We got to see one of my favorite volleyball players. Carrie Walsh
came out with her kids last night. Yeah.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, we were all like, oh, it's Carrie Walsh. Look at you.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the pictures are just priceless.
Yep.
She's in the picture.
I bet.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but so you, Adia started in the South Bay, right, Christy?
Yes, yeah, started in the South Bay in Torrance just about 10 years ago. And, you know, we find it really important to continue to give back to our community. Like you mentioned, the South Bay is such a close-knit community, and it's really important to, you know, participate, be active, and support all the nonprofits. In 2016, we're the scholarship sponsor for the South Bay Women's Conference, and we're really excited about that. And we were the title sponsor in 2015. And so that's something that's really exciting that's coming up for us.
Yeah, you are at just about every big event. You're sponsoring a lot of stuff, and that's terrific. That's terrific.
Yeah.
I see ADA's logo all over the place.
Right. Yeah. It's very important for us to continue to give back and support the community, especially education. It's so important, not only with my position there, but to support the scholarship. Sponsorship of the Women's Conference was very important to Pamela. Mm-hmm. And we're excited. Can I make the announcement about the keynote speakers?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so this is really exciting. As I was given the responsibility to be the speaker chair for the conference as part of ADA sponsorship, and we're so excited. We secured as our two keynote speakers Malika Chopra, who is the daughter of Deepak Chopra, and she is an author and a speaker, very powerful in her own right. So we're very excited to have her. Mm-hmm. And then we also have Terry Hack from Terranea. And, she has a wonderful story. She's a very powerful woman, but also very relatable. And we think that she's going to be another wonderful speaker. So we're very excited to have both of them with us this year.
Wow, this is great.
That's
great.
Exciting.
That is exciting. I don't even know that I can ask how you got these people. How do you get Deepak Chopra's daughter? How do you do that?
I asked politely and continued to follow up. I was persistent and just presented it as such that it was important for education, and they were so gracious as to accept our invitation. So it was really wonderful.
Well, now, are these South Bay residents by any chance?
Terry Hack lives locally, and Malika Chopra also lives in Los Angeles. I believe she's closer up into the Santa Monica area.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's great. So it's local women. And then we also, we support a lot of other nonprofits. South Bay Village, the ALS Association, Cancer Support Community, Redondo Beach, like I mentioned, Peninsula Seniors. We were just at the Lomita Care Center a couple of days ago, delivering gifts to the residents there. It's very cold. Mm. And we had this wonderful campaign where people were donating hats and scarves and gloves. Some of them were made at home. People knitted them particularly for the clients, and we delivered them to the Lomita Care Center. So that was, a really wonderful thing for us to be able to do at this time of year as well.
And tell us about, are you involved in the handbag project?
Right. So we have the handbag campaign, and we have extended that through January 15th. And what we're doing with that is we're asking people to donate new or gently used handbags and some brand new toiletries. And we're filling the handbags with these toiletries, and we're going to be delivering them to the Toberman Neighborhood Center, Rainbow Services. We'll be doing that at the end of January, and these are going to be going to disadvantaged women. As a woman, Jackie, as a woman, it's you don't leave the house without your handbag.
No.
It's an extension of your person, and, it's a really important thing for a woman, and, we wanted to give that experience and make sure that all women have that experience of having, something that's their own, something that's filled with all of those little things that we need throughout the day, hand sanitizer and lip balm and all of those little necessities. So we're very excited about that. And we've received some great support from the community. We've had donations, a huge donation of handbags from the Pregnancy Help Center in Torrance, Merle Norman, the promotions department, and Dr. Ablon. So we've got, really great support in the community. And if anybody has a handbag or some toiletries that they want to donate to us, we're happy to pick those up. Just give us a call at the office and we'll arrange it.
And I know that there are plenty of women out there with, we buy handbags even more than we buy shoes. All right. So there are plenty of women out there that I know you have bags in your closet that you're not using anymore because you got something new recently, and I think that's great. All the stuff that we carry in our handbags, as you said, the hand sanitizer, tissues, lipstick, floss, notepads, nail files, the list goes on and on. That's why we carry those big bags, Joe.
Right. You got to have a bag that can carry your life.
That's right. That's right. All the things you need to get through the day. Yeah. All the things right. you need to get through the day, yeah. So, and now on Monday the 21st at the Hermosa 5-0 Senior Activity Center, what is your topic going to be for that workshop?
That one is, we're talking about internet scams directed at older adults. And it's really, I go on before I do these presentations, and I go on and I check the FBI website and all of the local police enforcement websites so I can bring the newest information. And we talk about all of the different ways to stay safe, especially this time of year. You know, credit card fraud is so high. So, you know, taking care of yourself at home with people that come and knock on your door. You know, there's so many doorbell scams and people calling and saying, this is your grandchild. So it's really just giving them this information. And also, there's a lot of fear, and people tend to almost be embarrassed to report, you know, this kind of activity because, you know, they think that they should know better. But mm-hmm. it's giving them, you know, the opportunity to talk about it and really get some education so they're not embarrassed and so they don't fall victim to this.
What's the name of this presentation?
This one is Marketing Scams Directed at Older Adults.
Right.
Yeah, and that opens up another whole area of technology with older adults, the internet, smartphones, tablets. Again, I have this from firsthand experience. We got my mother an iPhone. I imagine that would have to be if you do any presentations on just the basics of using technology today, Christy.
We haven't done that. I've had some conversations with Peninsula Seniors about giving some of their clients that information and some instruction. I think they already have that in place. Mm-hmm. But we have talked about maybe teaching some older adults how to use Uber and some of those kinds of transportation services, because it again, gives them that independence that they crave and right. that they need.
Right.
Yeah, it's a brave new world out there. You know, especially for older adults. You know, the younger kids adapt very quickly. In the blink of an eye, they can do anything. If I need something done, I can go to my 6-year-old nephew and say, "Can you fix this for me?" And they can do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, us older people, it can be challenging for us, definitely.
Absolutely.
And so having that, again, just bringing people back into that point of patience and understanding and, you know, really understanding that, wow, a grandma who's 85 years old isn't used to an iPad. She doesn't know exactly how it works. So just slow down and give her a little extra time when you're teaching her how to use it.
Right.
Yeah, we had that experience too. That's why you hire professionals. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this has been great, Christy. Very, very informative. It's great that ADA is putting all this out there in the community. I'll say it again for free.
Yeah.
Okay. There's no excuse. There's no reason why people shouldn't take advantage of these services. And if you can give us some contact information, Christy, you know, if people want to find out more. You know where they can get information.
Sure. Well, they can visit our website, and actually next Wednesday, we're launching our brand new website. You know, we're doing a complete rebranding this year. We're very excited about it in celebration of our 10-year anniversary. So come check out our website next Wednesday, and that will have all of the information. We also post it on our Facebook page, and you can sign up for our mailing lists. If somebody wants to schedule a presentation with their own civic group or workplace, that they can just give me a call at the office. The phone number is 310-370-0555, and I'm happy to schedule that for them.
Fabulous. Now, Jackie, you know what?
Mm.
We haven't talked about what else is going on around town.
Oh, gosh, were we supposed to do that today?
I
you know what? I forgot.
you're you had one of those elf minding erasers. Yeah,
I was out late last night. But you know something? The weekend guide is up. It's up on the website.
Right.
And if you subscribe to it, you've already received it. There's more stuff going on. A lot of the big events were last weekend and the weekend before, but there's still several other events going on, and it's out there. And I'm just
can I suggest something?
Sure.
If people want to know what's going on around town, maybe they should go to southbaybyjackie.com.
Yeah, that's what they should do.
Yeah.
That's what they should do.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little off my game this morning. I was out being an elf last night.
Oh, my gosh. We were out for 5 hours.
Yeah. And then I had to come home and do some more work. So, yeah. So go visit the website, man. It's all there.
It's all there.
Yeah, southbaybyjackie.com.
Christy, you are an amazing guest.
Thank you so much. Well, I love working with ADM. They really give me the tools and the access to be able to do these amazing things in our community. And so that's really, really what's important.
I have to say, Christy, also that ADM Cares is a small company. I mean, you have 300 clients. You've been in business for a decade, so you're a well-established company. But ADM is a small company, and yet what you are doing, in this free community education program sounds very much like something that the big guys do. I mean, Google gives many of their employees, I think it's 20% of their time to work on special projects. And they, as a corporate culture, believe that will ultimately result in revenue back to the company. But this is really something you're doing for the community, and it's not just a sales gimmick. It's really good.
It's far-reaching.
Right.
It's far-reaching. They're doing a lot. They're doing a lot within the community.
Yeah, we are. And it's very personal. It's very personal for the owner of the company. It's very personal for all of us. And, just that investment, that personal investment and the company's investment, it's so important in the community for us to be able to, just reach out and be there and help people. We just want to be helpful.
Hey, Joe, you want to hear something interesting? Christy, last time you were on the show, the topic was, I think, small business indie grants or something like that. You did like a complete career change, didn't you? You used to own a bakery?
I did. I own Baby Cakes Baking Company in Torrance.
That's right. Wow. Baby Cakes Bakery. That's right. That's right. Wow. And then
there's life. There's life after baking.
Well, I still bake, but there is life after baking. But when I think about it, it's the topic is very different, but really it's being of service. I mean, I looked at my baking and taking care of customers really as being of service, and I'm still doing the same thing.
Right.
I'm being of service to our community and our clients, and that's what's so really important to me.
Wow.
I love that. I mean, it's like a total 180 in the career change, but it's still the same at heart, right?
Yes.
Right. Well, I also am reminded of the phrase, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And what you're doing by educating people is so valuable to the community at large. I would expect that local governments and others they always have budgets that they have to spend to educate the community. But I hope that they will help and engage with you and partner with you and make this bigger and better than ever before next year.
Thank you. I do too. We really need it in our community and our nation.
Wonderful. Wonderful having you, Christy Langley from ADM Cares. Thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome. Thank you.
And what a great show. We've got another great show coming up tomorrow. Who's on the show tomorrow, Jackie?
Tomorrow, we're going to have a couple of representatives from Continental Development Corporation.
Right.
Yeah, and I think we're going to be talking about special promotions that various local restaurants are doing.
Okay.
Restaurants and continental properties. I think that's the topic tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, join us tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 8 o'clock, as always, for Manhattan Beach 360. And with that, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.